guys. Today we're going to talk about a topic which is very sensitive to me because I personally went through it and it wasn't really very easy to grasp it. Being aware of how to love myself and prioritize myself first. I came to realize self-love is not being selfish. It's a way of treating yourself with care before the rest. It's one of the most difficult and mature emotions to master. It's like being your own friend. Letting people's opinion on how your life should run is the biggest injustice you're doing to yourself. And comparing yourself is surely the easiest way to kill yourself, your dreams, and your soul. This season of love, I want you to be selfish. Yes, you heard me right. I want you to be selfish. Be all about what you want. If we can all love ourselves more, then we can lessen the number of suicidal teenagers and adults. Remember, it's easy for people to love you if you can love yourself first. I believe men who love themselves first will know their worth. It's sickening to see our men be in relationships and being total sims where it's not required. For example, a majority of women are expecting presents from their partners, but only 25% of men are expecting the same too. Men who are loved become men who can love the world back. Nothing in this life will be easy. We will cry, love, scream, and be silent. What you do to get over the wall is what defines you, and there's a million ways to get over the wall. I'm going to give you ways on how you can practice self-love. It all starts with the mindset. Think positively. Don't criticize yourself too much. You got flawed and you are perfectionist though. Remember that where there's a positive, there's a negative. Where there's a negative, there's a positive. 2. Create boundaries with people and things that drain your energy. If someone makes you feel less special, someone makes you feel less human being, less deserving of something, create boundaries with those people. Create boundaries with those things that drain you, make you feel incomplete. If it's social media, just create the boundaries. There's a whole world of a Dutch phone, you know. 3. Write yourself love notes. It will really impact on your self-awareness journey. Writing yourself love notes will really emphasize on how good you are, emphasize on what you think you can give out that people can't. And whenever you're feeling low, take the note off your side pocket, in the jar, your backpack, and read it. It will really, really help you boost your self-esteem. 4. Treat yourself. Necessarily go out to yourself, get yourself something you've always wanted, go to places alone. It really helps on your journey, on self-awareness, on how to know yourself, how you can relate with people. And when you come back to the world where people are, you'll really, really know your worth, and you'll really know what you are able to do and what you can't do, what you can take and what you can't take. You will say something and stand in that opinion, and people will respect it because you know if you can do it with them, you can do it yourself, right? 5. Do you. However weird it looks, do what makes you happy. Do what your heart wants. Do what you feel is your drive. Go to it. Do it. I assure you, it will go out perfectly. Just keep your head on it. Work hard about it. It will really, really, really be a good thing at the end. 6. It's very simple. Sleep. Just sleep. Have healthy sleeping habits. I'm not telling you to sleep over the day. That's being lazy. I'm just telling you to sleep 8 hours a day. Sleep really helps you to relax your emotions, and when you're awake, then you can think straight. You know why morning is the best time to study? It's because you're from sleep and your head is really, really clear. To find a way to sleep. Number 7, snapping pictures. Take pictures of what you're doing, of where you are. I know some of you are photophobic. It's okay, I understand. I'm not necessarily saying take pictures of yourself. You get me? I'm saying take pictures. You can take pictures of what you're doing, of where you are. You know, there's more advantages for taking pictures because at least that way, if you're kidnapped or something, I'm not saying you'll be kidnapped, but if you are a target of people who wants to kidnap people, then we will know where you are and what you are doing. And two, it's very advantageous in that if you are doing something that I really love and you snap pictures about it and I'm interested, I would love to go with you someday, right? And it's just a really cool way to connect with people without talking. Yeah, you get me? The last one but not least, talk it out. Just let it out, mostly. Whether it's talking or writing it in a journal, just let it out. It really helps. If it's talking, make sure you talk to someone who you really, really, really trust. You can trust some people out here. If you trust your mom, fine. Your boyfriend, fine. Me, oh my God, thank you. But like, really talk to someone who you really trust. Unless you want your stories to be out there, just find someone you can trust. Or write it in a journal. It's much better. I know it's difficult to practice all these steps I just said. It's okay. You don't have to do it like all them at once. You can take baby steps. Write the achievements. It will really, really impact on your journey. While you're writing the achievements, if you choose to talk to me, you know you can always do it on my social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram, Foreign Girl Stand Podcast, and I'll make this a little bit easier for you, so you can send your VNs on 07 79 09 53 17. You know I'm here to make you feel special. So use that chance. Bye for now. Catch you on the next episode. That's all the time we had for this one. Bye.